Blog Talk Radio.
Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in the proper time, casting all your cares on him, because he cares about you. Be sober-minded, be alert. Your adversary, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for anyone he can devour. Resist him, firm in the faith, knowing that the same kind of sufferings are being experienced by your fellow believers throughout the world. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, establish, strengthen, and support you after you have suffered a little while. To him be dominion forever. Amen. And the word of the Lord is blessed. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. Good morning, prayer warriors. God bless each and every one of you. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank God for this new week, this new day, and for all of you prayer warriors that are consistently seeking the Lord on behalf of your families, on behalf of your ministries, on behalf of us. And as we pray for you, as our commitment is to saturating the earth with prayer, we praise God for this ministry. For those of you that are faithful to this ministry, we know God has brought us a long way together. We have testimonies, consistent testimonies of faith and power and the love of God meeting us as we gather in the morning. To those of you that are new or first time tuning in, we thank God for you. I am coming to you live right now from my car, as Pastor Carr, myself, and two other people in the back seat. We're riding on the highway. I hope you can hear me good. I could not resist dialing in to still meet you and greet you and be in this position to be able to encourage you despite what is happening. Know that God sees you and he knows. And as we're riding, we're coming back from Illinois, headed, we're in Maryland, back in Maryland, but we're about 2 hours away from our home. But I'm so thankful for the mercy of God, for the grace of God being with us this weekend. We went all the way to Illinois to fellowship with TRCN and to remind them of who God is and what he's called us to do. And so we thank God for your prayers, those of you that pray with us and are faithful to praying for us for this ministry as we are right now live in our expansion of total restoration. And the expansion just means simply that we're reaching more souls for the kingdom, reaching more souls for Christ, looking for those who are desperate, those who want salvation and desire deliverance, those who are looking for God to do great and mighty things in their lives. Just as many of you have experienced what total restoration and to be restored has to offer, we're looking for more souls that we can encourage and uplift and build and set up in a position to be able to be great warriors. And so, as most of you already know, this is our final week for our morning broadcast in this fashion of meeting every Monday through Friday. As of June 28th, which is this Friday, we will no longer come every Monday through Friday. We'll only meet in the mornings for our broadcast. Live recording of our podcast will be the last Friday of every month, starting in July. The last Friday in July, we'll meet you here. But we have so many other things that we are excited that we're going to be offering by way of podcasts, by way of conference calls, by way of classes, intercessory training, and of course, our deliverance sessions, our deliverance and fellowship meetings that will be coming to the East Coast that will be begin August 31st, 2019. We will be meeting for the very first time and introducing our ministry to those that are in that area. We'll have more information as it relates to how you can meet us there, what you can do to be a part of that. So we pray that we already have your contact information, your email, your phone number. You're in our database so we can keep in touch with you. Those of you that maybe have been tuning in regularly and never took the time to become a partner or just to send us your information, we ask that you do that this week. We ask that you take time out as soon as possible. Go to toberestored.org and give us your contact information so that we can have that info to be able to give you the information that of the, all the other things that are going to be coming up. Because, again, as we're changing our broadcast time, we still have a whole lot of work to do for the kingdom. And we want you to be a part of that. We need you. We need our partners more now than ever before, no matter where you are. We still have connection in Florida, thank God. We still have connection in Georgia, thank God. Indiana, thank God. All the other states that are still faithful to this ministry, that sow into this ministry through your prayers, through your finances, and through your presence. I'm so thankful for you. So please don't neglect to keep us in your prayers and also keep us aware of how to keep in contact with you. So I just wanted to come in today as our title is Faith for the Family, Faith and Prayers for Our Families, as we've been praying in the month of June for the families, for the ministry of the family. I believe, truthfully, by now, if you know anything about Pastor Carr and myself, you should know that family is important to us. That is our first call for ministry. As the Lord has blessed us to raise a family and be able to minister to other families, we're concerned about your family, and we want to minister to your family. We want you to know that your family is important to us, and we want to bring, even as I read in 1 Peter chapter 5, where verse 10, it says, the God of all grace will call you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, establish, strengthen, and support you. And that's what we want you to understand about the call for your family, and where we believe that this is a season where families are being attacked, maybe through sickness, maybe you have loved ones or yourself going through a sickness, a illness, a diagnosis, something that was undetected now has been detected and it's looking like it's turned your whole world upside down. Or maybe there's a family member, a close loved one that has gone astray. Maybe they were walking with the Lord and your family was standing together proclaiming the gospel. You were fellowshipping with one another and then something happened and now that person has disconnected from God and disconnected from you and they're in a backslidden state. Or maybe someone is just down, hearted, discouraged, deeply wounded in your family, and everyone is doing everything they know how to try to encourage that person. Well, as I read in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, it says, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ. I want you to know that you have a calling for your family. If you're listening to me right now, I don't care where you've been, how insignificant you might feel, you have a responsibility to walk in faith, to walk in power, to walk in authority on behalf of your family and to proclaim the glory of Christ for your family. It can be distant family members. I say this all the time. If they're connected to me, they're going to win because I win. I don't care what it's looking like. They're winning because I'm winning. And if they're connected to you, you have to take that stance. They win because I win. We win together. The devil will not defeat my family. So I infuse that and release that power on you this morning that you will look at your family in another way. Look at it through the faith. Look at it through the eyes of God and see that your family, your loved ones, your nieces, nephews, cousins, grandmother, grandfather, parents, siblings, children, grandchildren down, I don't care how many generations. If you're living to see them and you're breathing right now, you you can declare that they can win no matter what it's looking like. And I want you to be encouraged to pray. Yeah, I know the enemy has made it look like your prayers are not working, but I want you to hear from the Lord today and know that that God's grace is upon you to pray in season and out of season, to be instant, to be quickened, to be sharp, and to be vigilant against the enemy of your soul and the enemy of your family. Proclaim, declare it out of your mouth. You have to walk in faith. One thing we have to understand, that faith does not operate when things are good. We don't need faith when things are going good. It's when things are going bad, when everything looks like it's going in the opposite direction of what God says, that's when your faith has to kick in. That's when your faith has to stand. And having done all to stand, you have to stand therefore. You have to stand in the place where God has called you to stand. So we empower you today with the anointing and the power of Christ, and even where it says, where he himself will restore. God is bringing restoration. That is the call of this ministry. That's the name, Total Restoration. The Lord gave us that name because of what he had done in our life and what we desire to see him do consistent over and over and over again. And that's the call. I know the enemy has thrown out so many distractions. I know he's doing it for you because he's doing it for us. And this is a season where those like 10, 20 different things happen at one time to distract us. But we got to go back to the original plan. The original plan was for restoration. When Jesus Christ came and lived his life on this earth, it was so that he could restore, so that he could bring the declaration of true power and anointing to mankind, that we can be restored. I don't care what people are saying. You know, there's a new thing now, a new gospel, quote unquote, which I don't know if that even makes sense, but there's what they're calling, you know, where we can include. You know, there's a ministry of inclusion, and everybody can, you know, no matter what kind of lifestyle you live, no matter what you do, you're just going to automatically go to heaven. Well, I want you to know that the enemy is coming with all kinds of doctrines that are not based on the original plan of restoration. If that was the case, we wouldn't need Jesus to have gone to the cross and suffer a gruesome death and shed his blood, because we could have just been doing things the same way they were doing it before he came. But no, his blood came to wash and cleanse us, and we have to then take on the life of Christ. When we allow Jesus Christ to come into our heart, he changes our mind. He changes our heart. He restores us to a place where we can live like he lived. And so when we talk about restoration, there is a renewing of the mind. There is a new mindset that comes with restoration. It says, I don't want to do things the same way I've been doing them, the way I used to do them that wasn't working, the way I was doing that was causing me grief and sorrow and pain. And this we can apply to our houses. We can apply to our lifestyle. Restoration has to bring a new way, a new walk, a new talk. And that's what the Lord wants to do in restoring us, did to establish us. He said, I'll become your God, and you can become my people. And I'll give you a new land to establish you in and to establish your going. When he spoke to Moses and told him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt, he told them that he wanted to establish them in a land that was flowing with milk and honey, meaning he wanted them to be blessed. And that's what he's still saying to his people now. In this sick and gruesome and wicked generation, God wants his people to be established in him and to be blessed. And so we have to look at our families and see where God wants to establish. He wants to clean us up, remove the old way, and establish us in the new way, and then to strengthen. Many of us are going through times that attack our strength, where the enemy makes us feel weak, makes us feel like we don't have any strength to fight. But I release the strength of God to each one of you listening right now that you will walk in strength, that you will walk in power, that you will take on the strength of God, that you will take even the joy of the Lord. The Bible says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord. We lose sight of the real focus, and we begin to get discouraged, and that's why our strength becomes small. That's why our strength begins to diminish. Our strength begins to disappear because we start looking at other things, and we're not walking by faith. We're walking by sight. But I want you to look again and let God's strength overtake you and overshadow you so that you can stand, so that you can be the winner that God is calling you to be for your family, so that you can proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. So even in that, the scripture continues to say, and support you after you have suffered a little while. And I tell you, if we get this as people of God, this is the key right here. We have to support one another in godly deeds. There's so much backbiting now in the church, and so much backbiting in the family, so much backbiting and negative talk and, you know, gossip and those things that tear down people's character, tear down the people that you're walking with, tear down their you know, when someone comes to you with something negative about someone else and it's not supporting them, I don't care who they are. I don't care if you know them or you don't know them. I don't even care if you think they might be telling you something that you already detected. What's wrong with us coming together saying, we're going to pray about this? We're going to pray that this person get delivered or this person be in a better place, in a better position. In our families, there's so much division now, and we're not supportive of family members. Now it's a time for us to gather our families together and support and see where they are, those especially that are of the household of faith, those that are wanting to walk with God. We've got to be able to support them and know that even in our suffering, when we gather together, there's strength in unity. So if there's someone that is waiting for you to be in position to strengthen them, to encourage them. So I encourage you today as a family member, as a loved one, to find someone who is loving God, who wants to love God, and pray with them, support them. Get in a place where you become that one not listening to all kinds of things just to be hearing it, but begin to pray, earnestly seeking God, because we're all suffering for something. And if you're suffering and going through, know that you can go to God. You can go to God, and you should be able to find someone that can pray with you. Because, listen, the suffering is only for a little while. It's not forever. As people of God, we're not going to suffer forever. God is calling us to a place to understand that even with the fruit of the Spirit, long-suffering has to come. We've got to learn how to suffer through some things. We've got to learn how to endure some things. But after a little while, the scripture says, we're going to receive the eternal glory. And so for our families, if we stand in faith and believe God and trust God, we have to know that God is winning he's already won. Matter of fact, we're on the winning side. Jesus Christ already won the victory for us. So I want to pray for you, and I encourage you to continue in this day and seeking God. We're going to open the phone lines this week and just even hear some testimonies about where God has blessed some of you that have been tuning in consistently since 2011. We've been gathering here, and we want to hear some of the testimonies. We're going to be able to have fellowship with you. We want this week to be a week of praise and testimonies about our families, testimonies about those miracle healings that are happening, and even the declaration of power that we're going to be declaring as people of God for our families, for our ministry. So I'm going to pray for you. Don't forget, send us your information. Go to toberestored.org, where you can find out even more about our ministry, and you can send us your information on how you can stay in contact with us. Father, we just thank you this morning. We praise you. We give you all the glory and all the praise, God, for being who you are. And God, we ask right now that you would cover us in this day, as this is a new day that you're allowing us to see. God, we ask that you would let your blood begin to cover our heart, cover our mind, cover our spirit, oh God, in your precious blood. We thank you, oh God, for your anointing today. We thank you, oh God, for even that your anointing rests over those that are listening right now, that anointing that will destroy every yoke of bondage that would come over them, that would try to manifest. And God, we take your word today and we apply it to our lives, as we know that you are wanting to restore, establish, strengthen, and even as we support one another and are supported by your Holy Spirit, we ask, oh God, that you would touch in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask, God, that you would move in our situations and move, God, in the places where we need only you can move, God. We know that you are able. We know, God, that you can change in the situations that look like they're not working in our behalf. But, God, we know you are able. So, God, I pray for the faith of those that are listening right now. God, those that are believing for healing for their family members and salvation and deliverance for those loved ones that are connected to them. We thank you, God, for giving us the answer through your word. And God, that as our faith, God, where our faith has been tested, and God, where some of us have even lost strength and been discouraged, I pray, God, that you will encourage the hearts of those that are listening right now. And we bind up all discouragement, and we bind up all heaviness, and those spirits that will come even to hover over this day of negativity and gossip, all the assignments of the enemy that would tear down others and tear us down, oh God, spoken words and curses and assignments of the enemy that have been directed towards us and towards our families. We break and destroy it now in Jesus' mighty name. And God, we ask that you would let the blood of Jesus cover our families and cover our homes. God, those that are traveling right now and those that are going back and forth to work, oh God, or even to care for loved ones, we ask that you would give them traveling mercy and let your angels, Lord God, lead and guide. Let your angels protect in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, that your word is true and that your word, even in and your word being established in our lives, we ask right now, God, that your word will minister to us throughout this day. That, God, as we walk in your word and walk in holiness, God, we ask that you would let truth be over us and let truth be in our conversations and let truth, God, be in our hearing today. We bind up negativity and the strongholds of doubt and unbelief in Jesus' name. We break every assignment of the enemy that will come to bring us to a place, God, even to doubt you and to doubt your word, to doubt your promises. God, you've given us promises, and we ask that you would remind us, God, quicken our spirit and quicken our heart to hold fast to your words and to your promises and to the things that you have spoken to us, oh God. Even those, God, that have believed you down over the years, God, and it seems that nothing is changing, I ask right now, God, that you would reveal wisdom, that you would give understanding, God, in the areas where there needs to be a restoration and where there needs to be a lifestyle change. I ask, God, that you would help and that you would direct, God, those that have been walking in deception, break and destroy the strongholds of deception and witchcraft from over their mind, from over their heart, from over their spirit, every infused spirit that is demonic and those things that would try to come and manifest in their home and even bring division and strife. Oh, God, we bind it now in Jesus' name. We break and destroy the assignments, every bloodline curse from over those that are listening right now. And, God, we ask that you would let your power, oh, God, let your anointing be revealed. Let your power, God, overtake and overshadow our lives in Jesus' name. God, we thank you right now that your love, oh, God, we thank you for your love today. Let your love, God, minister to those that are here, those that need to know your love. And, God, those that need to know, God, that you are there, those that feel alone, I ask that you would let your love cover. Let your love minister in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you right now that your power and your truth, God, is even going to establish them through your love. I thank you, God, that your love is going to meet them in their heart, where their hearts have been broken or where their heart has been disappointed. Let your love overshadow in Jesus' mighty name. God, we just thank you. God, we apply the blood over our spouses today. We apply the blood over our children, those that live in and dwell in the household with us, oh God, those that come in and out of our presence. We apply the blood now, and we break and destroy every assignment that will cause them, oh God, to veer off and to get away from you. God, we thank you that you're married to the backslider. And God, those that have backslidden, those that have gone away from you, oh God, I thank you that you're calling them back to you. God, that you're changing their mind, and you're giving them a mind, God, to want to love you, to come back to you, and to live for you, for your glory in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, that you're touching ministries, that you're touching leaders of ministries and evangelists and missionaries. God, those that are even not just working in local missions, but those that will travel abroad to even win souls for you. God, bring more soul winning to our houses and to our families, oh God. God, we thank you that you're setting up family members that are afar, that are not saved, God, to even be able to be saved through those missionaries and evangelists that will come across their path. I thank you, God, that you are orchestrating that salvation will come to loved ones and family members that we've been praying for, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for healing coming to those family members that are in hospitals and, oh God, that are in nursing homes, that are in rehabilitation centers, and God, even have to go through treatment today. We ask, oh God, that you will cover them in your blood in Jesus' mighty name. And God, we thank you for healing. We thank you for miraculous healing from all disease in the name of Jesus for our family members, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare today war against the enemy over our families in Jesus' mighty name. And God, we thank you that you're going to bring our families back together in love and in unity and in peace for your name's sake and for your glory. And God, we ask that you would bless this day, anoint every hour, every minute, and every second. Cause us to walk in your spirit, that we will not fulfill the lust of our flesh. Oh God, we thank you that even as we crucify our flesh, that God, your spirit is going to be quickened, that you're going to begin to speak to us through your spirit, oh God. Give us the eyes. Give us sight, oh God, through your spirit. Give us hearing through your spirit, oh God. God, we even now renounce all flesh and all spirits of pride and self-will and self-government. Every spirit that's related to self, we renounce it for this day, oh God. And God, we lay down our lives for you. We lay down our lives, oh God, and we even sacrifice as we take on the fruit of the spirit, oh God, of long-suffering. For we realize, God, that those things that we have to suffer, they're only for a little while. And then at the end of the suffering, God, you're going to bring us to that eternal glory. You're going to bring us to that place where we can experience your glory, where we can experience, God, seeing those things manifest that you have called to be for our lives in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for those that have rule over us, and we pray for them today. God, those that are going through on their jobs or in their homes, God, and because of someone else's rulership, God, that may have evil intentions, God, we ask that you would hold our mind while you expose the enemy. God, those that are walking with us that are not for us, we ask that you would hold our mind while you expose the enemy. God, give us a spirit of peace, a spirit of joy, a spirit of love, oh God, even to love our enemies as you have commanded that we do in this day and hour, that in due season you're going to raise us up. And God, we trust and believe your word. We thank you for every promise that's going to manifest for us today, every promise that's going to manifest for our children and our children's children. Now, God, cover us all on today in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank and praise you. Let praise be on our heart. Let praise be on our lips, oh God. Even when the enemy comes with negative reports, God, let us have a praise. Cause us to trust you and to walk by faith and not sight. Oh God, we don't want to look at what's going on in front of us, but God, we want to hold fast by our faith to what you say, to what you have declared, to what you have promised in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank our 30 days of prayer. We have prayer tonight, 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern. We want you to tune in. If you have been missing it, you have been missing a mighty, powerful move. The 30 days will end on July 8th, so you still have time to tune in. Get your families and gather them around and dial in. It's not on this number. If you dialed in by phone on this call, this broadcast or podcast, it's a different number. We want to be able to share that information with you. So please, please, you can call our church office today at 815-573-5517, or you can go to toberestored.org, and you can send us a message there letting us know that you'd like the information for the 30 days of prayer. We don't want you to miss that. We want you to be a part of that. God is taking us higher every night, and he's moving by his Spirit. So we pray blessings over you today and encouragement as the Lord restores and establishes you, and we support you in the name of Jesus Christ. We give him all the glory. We love you. Have a blessed day. See you tomorrow morning.